Tonight's shiur is from Reish Ayin Gimel, Sif Dalet, Hevav, and Zayin. Sif Dalet. Yochel Odom lekadish la'acherim, af al pi she'enu ochel imohem. A person can make kiddush for someone else, even if he does not plan on eating with them. Did who have him become suda? Because for the ones who are eating there, it is kiddush b'makom suda. How can he make kiddush for them if he's not eating with them? Isn't the halacha that the bracha on wine you cannot say for someone else unless you intend to drink wine too? The answer is this is different. This bar pir gafen is an obligation. It's part of kiddush. Kiddush hayom dami. The bar pir gafen is just like the kiddush itself. And therefore one can be motzi someone else, even though he personally does not get any benefit, he doesn't drink the wine. As a rule, you can make a bracha for someone else if it's a birchas mitzvah. They don't know how to make a bracha on tefillin, you can say the bracha for them, and they answer amen, even if I'm not putting on tefillin now. But for birchas nanin, for foods, the Gemara says you can't do that. The only way you make a bracha for someone else is if you're eating yourself. There's an exception. Baruch Pir Gafen for Kiddush is an exception. Because since the Kiddush Baruch I can make for someone else, even if I'm not being used to Kiddush now, so I can make the Baruch Pir Gafen also, because it's part of the Kiddush. The Ramah says, Vafilu b'kiddush shalyo b'shachis b'shabbos mutar lasas kain. Even for Kiddush Shabbos morning, where the whole Kiddush is the Baruch Pir Gafen, you can also make a Baruch Pir Gafen for someone else, even if he's not intending to drink. Mechaber continues, "V'hu she'enam yodim." This is only correct if the ones listening cannot make their own bracha. If they can make their own bracha, let them make their own bracha. If they cannot make their own bracha, you can make the bracha for them. V'midayin lo kiddush la'atzmo. If he did not make kiddush for himself, yizoher shlo yit'om himohem. The one who made the kiddush has to be careful not to taste anything. Because he can't eat anything until he makes kiddush where he's going to eat his meal. So when one person makes kiddush with someone else and they're going to eat at that location, the kiddush is fine for them. But the one who makes the kiddush can't eat anything yet because for him it's not kiddush b'makom suda. Mishtaburus if kon tezayin the kadesh la'achirim, a person can make kiddush with someone else who adin l'katanu mutar l'kadesh af al pi she'enu oichel imohem. It's also true that a person can make kiddush for a child or other children even though he doesn't eat with them k'tei l'chancham b'mitzvahs, in order to train them to do mitzvahs. V'she'enum yodim l'kadesh ba'atzmam, and it has to be that they cannot make their own kiddush, u'k'l'kamei l'nigod, the same way we say by an adult, that he can make kiddush for them without drinking if they can't make their own kiddush. Mishtabur sekod yuzayin imohem, even though he will not eat with them. V'afilun k'var yotze l'atzmo, even if he himself was yotze kiddush already, he can say kiddush again. Now the notes being a shiloh, of the person who was mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha, and he can't make Kiddush, and he asks a neighbor who didn't make Shabbos yet to make Kiddush for him. So he's asking the neighbor who wasn't mekabel Shabbos, can he make Kiddush for the one who was mekabel Shabbos? Because it's after Plag, before Shkia. So we can be Eger, Bleib Tzerachin. That's a Shiloh. It's one thing if it's on Shabbos, I don't want to be Yotze now, I can make Kiddush for you, because I have a parsha of Kiddush. But here, this fellow, it's not Shabbos for him. It wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. So how can he make kiddush for someone else? He Shlomo Zalman said, B'shas the Chak, one could be Mekel. You know where this comes up? This comes up in old age homes. They have a chaplain who's going to go home for Shabbos, and he'll make kiddush at home. He's not Mekabel Shabbos yet. But for the residents, they're Mekabel Shabbos at Plaga Mincha. Can he make kiddush for the residents, even though for him, it's not Shabbos yet? So Shlomo Zalman said he could be Mekel. Even though, in general, when it comes to Baruch Pir Gafen, you cannot make the bracha for someone else if you're not going to drink. The kailam, because we hold, that when it comes to brachas on foods, you cannot make a bracha for someone else unless the one making the bracha intends to eat some. It's only by things that are obligations, like kiddush or anything similar. Adam motzi chaveru, you can be motzi someone else, even though you don't need it yourself. K'mavor hakol b'simek kuf samach zayin sif yutes. This is all clarified back in kuf samach zayin. Sifka and yutes. Not only can you do this for Kiddush Friday night, and we don't worry about the Bar Pi Hagafen, because the Bar Pi Hagafen takes on the status of the Kiddush, even Shabbos morning, you can make the Kiddush again. Vafilu v'chul, it's allowed me to say, after Shabbos, even though there by Shabbos morning, kol ha-Kiddush u'rak, Bar Pi Hagafen levad, the whole Kiddush is the bracha Bar Pi Hagafen. We don't say the bracha Mekadesh Shabbos. Mikol ma'akom kivin, dehi mitzvah, but nonetheless, it's still a mitzvah. The point of this cup of wine is not for the benefit, for the joy of it. Ela mitzvah alav, it's a mitzvah upon him. Kishar mitzvah is getting other mitzvah. That's why he can be motzi others even if he himself is not going to drink. Kiddush halal, no different than Kiddush Friday night. Now don't think this is comparable to hamotzi at the Shabbos meals with the three su'udos. Because over there, deino motzi im eino oichlamam. There he cannot motzi someone else if he's not going to eat. Why not? The afshem choiv, isn't it a mitzvah? It's an obligation to have su'udah Shabbos. Ein hachov alav mishom mitzvah. It is a choiv. But the obligation isn't a mitzvah per se. El kadesh sheyehena mishu'udah Shabbos. The whole chov is to have a su'udah. The chov is to enjoy the Shabbos meal. So it's not like an obligation for the shame mitzvah by itself, a standalone mitzvah. Take the person who would rather fast. He enjoys fasting. The halachis doesn't have to eat. We'll see later in Reish Peches. Okay, therefore, so one who has no intention of washing now and eating bread cannot say hamotzi for others if he's not going to eat with them. But if he's making kiddush on the bread, then he can make the hamotzi for them, even if he's not going to eat. The high birchas hamotzi, kibirchas bar pi hagafen, the kiddush of yayin damya, because this hamotzi is like the bar pi hagafen of the wine by kiddush. It's a part of the kiddush. It's not a standalone birchas nen. Sivkon chaf v'hu she'enim yodim. The mechaber adds that the only time you're making kiddush with someone else when you're not being yodim to the kiddush is if they cannot make it themselves. Because if they know how to make their own kiddush, then he cannot be motzi them with his kiddush. If he's not going to be yotze with that kiddush itself, Pichodosh argues, really he holds, even if they can make their own kiddush, makes no difference. That's the Malbim. Sefer Halochi, he wrote. He Simen Ches concludes. He also says like Prichodosh that Halochi you can mitzvah someone else even if they can make their own bracha. But l'chatchila, if someone can make his own kiddush, he should make his own kiddush. And then the one who's being motzi him is not going to be yotze. V'isha almana she'eni yodas ba'atzma eich lekash. You have a woman who's widowed and she cannot make her own kiddush. Lo tuchali kanes v'bayis acher l'shmo a kiddush. She shouldn't go to a neighbor to hear the kiddush and they'll go back home to eat. Kimon she'ena so edesh sham klak. She's not eating where she hears the kiddush. Rather, el yikanes acher l'beiso l'kasha fanel. What the neighbor should do is go to her house to make kiddush for her, umahani zeh after any yotze after kiddush. That's fine. Even if he's not yotze the kiddush, on the way home he could stop by the almana's house, make kiddush for her, and she's going to eat there, and it's her kiddush because she's mechuyev in kiddush, just like his man's mechuyev in kiddush. And then he'll go to his house and make his own kiddush. Siv hey, kasva ga'udim. The ga'udim write, had the in kiddush el makom su'ud. When we say that kiddush requires that it's made where you have the su'uda, even if you eat a little bit, or just drink a glass of wine, that requires the brocha, means to mechuyev a brocha achrona. You have to have enough to mechuyev a brocha achrona. Yotzi de kiddush, that's enough to fulfill the requirement of kiddush makom suda. Your yotzi kiddush makom suda with a glass of wine or a small amount to eat. Then you can go someplace else and have your full meal there. This is only if he eats a small amount of bread or drinks wine. Aval ochel peres lo, if he eats fruit, not. This is a shayla, the notes being a poskim, but does grape juice qualify? Rabbi Yosef says it doesn't. Others say it does. Does grape juice equal this kishmak of suda? That's a machlokes. The Rambam says, lefizeh, according to this, hayimutu lemor l'sadik l'shtos mikoshel mila b'shabes b'shachris imshoyesi kishir. The moil and the sadik can drink from the glass used by bris mila on Shabbos in the morning if they're going to drink from the glass the proper amount to make it kishmak of suda. But the minig is just to give a child to drink instead of them drinking themselves. Mishnah Berura sivkan chav aleph mu'at. Eat if you eat a little bit. Hainu al kaponim shir kazayis. You have to have a kazayis. The high shechayv lo bracha atavai koi. When it says enough to be mechuyev a bracha, is referring to both the food and the drink. You have to have enough to be mechuyev a bracha achrona. Sivkan chav beis bracha. Hainu kashir revius. So how much wine needs a bracha? A shir revius. Shechayv lo bracha achrona. That's the amount that would require bracha achrona. So here the Shulchan Aruch is bringing without machlokes that the amount of beverage to drink for Baruch Achrona is revius. Pimagodim is sadi, pimagodim is inclined. The afilam nomer bialmo to the Baruch Achrona in Sarach revius. Even if I would say that in general I don't need a revius in Baruch Achrona, then the shenik b'makom suda when it comes to kishmakam suda, you have to have a revius of wine. This is alluding back to a machlekes for a bracha chrona on wine. Do you need a kazayis or a revius? So you either drink less than kazayis or more than a revius, but in between there's a safek bracha chrona. So the mechaber is implying here it's a revius. So people go and say it's not muchach. It just means for kishmakam suda you need a revius, but kuvif bracha chrona in general not. So if kohen chav gimel the goyber suuda so. If he eats a kazayis of bread where he made kiddush, then he can go and finish a whole meal someplace else. Look back at Siman Kufayin Ches and Ramah. You really shouldn't leave the first location until you bench first. But if he did leave that place, he will not make birchas hamazon before continuing the meal. Rather, when he finishes the meal, he'll say one benching on everything. He'll finish the meal elsewhere. And there he will not have to make kiddush on a cup before he eats. He was yotzei kiddush in the first place. This is only if he eats bread or drinks wine. If he's yotzei with wine, he's certainly yotzei with pastries made from the five grains. If he has a mezonos from the five grains, that's certainly just as good as wine. They're more significant for Suda Shabbos than wine. But just to have beer or other drinks, even if it's a drink everyone drinks in that place, that does not qualify for Makom Suda. It doesn't satisfy the heart like wine. If you look in Chedusha Rekiv Eger and Tosef Shabbos, they prove the Kamer Rishonim, according to many Rishonim, and a Yoyse Kirish Makom Suda Ayde Kosyan, that you're not Yoyse Kirish Makom Suda with a glass of wine. So one should not rely on that unless there's a case of need. So people who go gluten free, we tell them to Yoyse Kirish Makom Suda with wine, because they have no option. They can't have the mezonos to the hamotzi, so we tell them to have a glass of wine. That will be their kiddush makom suda. Sivkar chavav peres lo, fruits do not make it makom suda. The chameshes minim nikra mazon. The five grains are mazon. The yayin tzur leivin, wine satisfies the heart. Al sharadvam, but other things afilo ochel and harbe, eat if you eat a lot of them. Ein uchashav suda kol. It's not considered a suda. Lakein therefore, mashe noagin leilich lebeis chosan o mila. People have the minute to go to the chosan's house or to the bris. V'ein sham kisan and acher kiddush rak minim begadim, and after kiddush, they don't serve cakes and cookies. They serve fruits and the like. Ein lo litam sham klai, shouldn't eat anything there. V'osagi b'mesha ha-mekadish shoseh kol ha-kois, and it doesn't help that the mekadish drank the whole cup, afshu max gravius, even though it held the revius. Zemahani rak l'shoyse atzmo, it only helps for the one who drinks. Avaloi lachem doesn't help anyone else. V'nei b'shulta giborim kasev shulta giborim writes the af b'peirus di that if he has fruits that is makom suda. The kol suda Shabbos nechshev is kevah because anything you eat, even a snack, becomes significant due to the fact that it's Shabbos. Achdas hatur v'shulchan aruch ikur. But l'maisa, the tur and shulchan aruch is the ikur, not this shulta giborim. We don't rely on fruits. Achim chalosh libo ktsas, but if he is weak-hearted, and he doesn't have anything that's mezoinis to have after the kiddush cup, das eza achronim, the view of some achronim, the ishlis b'chal shulta gibor b'shachris, that we can rely on the shulta gibor in the morning, but certainly at night we don't rely on that. The shari poskim lo sfirlu kavasi, the other poskim disagree. So b'shas adachak, you can give someone fruits after his kiddush, and he'll be yotzei makom suda with that. Sifkan chav zayin kashir, he should drink the by the bris, the mer, the sand, they can drink the wine kashir. The hainu sheyish the shirvis, they should drink revius. The yesh or some say shein yotze kish makom suda afilo yish the shirvis, that even if they drink the revius, they're not yotze makom suda. Raktzerach lishtos revius yayin levad hakoshikish, they need a second cup. They need the kiddush of kiddush, and then a second cup. The first is the kiddush, the second is makom suda. So the notes bring that the Chazon Ish held, you don't have to do that. This one single kos is good enough, you don't need a second cup, but there are people who machmer on that second cup. Se'ivav, v'im kiddush b'veisoi v'shoma shecheino v'shulchano aruch l'fam. Let's say a person makes kiddush at home. His neighbor next door is at the table set, and he hears the kiddush. Yotzibo. He's yotzeh with the neighbor's kiddush. The shaper have makom suda. It's makom suda. Each one has a suda where they heard kiddush. But it has to be the listener has a mind to be yotzeh, and the one who's making kiddush knows the neighbor's listening next door, so has a mind to be motzi. If he makes kiddush in his own home, who are then? There's not a bidyev. I can make kiddush in my house for my neighbor next door to hear. If the neighbor does not know to make his own kiddush, then the one who's making kiddush can make kiddush for the neighbor, even if the one making kiddush doesn't eat. Because the neighbor needs the kiddush, he can't make his own kiddush. Look back what we wrote in Sifkan Chav. Magen Avam writes further. And if you make kiddush on the bread, you can make the hamotzi for them too. It's no difference if it's wine or hamotzi. Sifkan chav tes. For shulchano aruch, the neighbor who's listening has his table set. Nirud lav da'afka, l'chari, it doesn't have to be the table set. Elu adin kisharot zalaruch ha-shulchan lechol la'alter, as long as he wants to set the table and eat right now, gan kemari, that's fine. Since when he heard the kiddush in his mind, he's going to eat right now. He's going to eat right now. So even if the table isn't set, that's fine. He'll hear the kiddush, but Yitzha, go wash, bring out the chal, so on. But Evan has to have kavana. This is not only in this case. This is true any time you make kiddush with someone else. The one man kiddush has to have a mind to be motzi. The one listening has a mind to be yotzeh. Ukesha hashliach tzibah b'kaddish beis hamedrash b'zmaneinu. When the shliach tzibah says kiddush in beis hamedrash today, lo yotzeh hashomeya, the one listening is not yotzeh. Afilu im yiskar and lot says, even if he's a mind to be yotzeh, v'rotzeh lisod shom achach, and he plans on eating in shul afterwards, elam ki niskar and shliach tzibah lotzeh, unless the shliach tzibah knows and has a mind. Friday night, the shuls that make kiddush, he doesn't think he's making kiddush for anybody. So you can't be yotzeh with it. You have to let the Sheikh Tzibah know, I'm planning on eating here, have me in mind. Siv Zayin, Yesh Oyim Samsei, Shem Ekachin El Or Haner. The Kiddush has to be by the table with the candles. The Yesh Oyim others say, Shein HaKiddush Toli B'der, Kiddush is independent of the candles. Vim Hunane B'chotze Yoyis Mnei Avir, if he'd rather eat outside. He enjoys the air. He doesn't want to eat inside with the candles lit. Oh, B'nei HaZuvim, maybe there's flies inside the house. He'd rather eat outside. The kaddish bechotzer, the oich l'sham, he can make kiddush in the yard, eat in the yard. Aval pi she'en roya haner, even though he cannot see the candles from where he is eating. Shaner is the oinig nistavu v'lo litzar. The neros was there for pleasure, not for discomfort. V'halchim istam, that's mistabu. Even though we said before, they're supposed to look at the nairos before he makes kiddush. So I guess I have to go in the house, look at the nairos, and then go outside to make kiddush. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamed Aleph Mekadosh Bechatzer Ve'Oichel Sham. He'll make kiddush in the yard and eat there. Aval Lo Yikash Ve'Bayis Ve'Yochel Bechatzer. You don't make kiddush in the house and then eat in the yard. Kidli Abba Sif Aleph Le'Gudur Sif Aleph. Sifkan Lamed Beis Ve'Hachim Estar. And it makes sense this way. V'Hainu Be'Mestar Har. That means it's a lot of discomfort to eat by the nairos. Tilav Hachim. Because if not, Tzarech Le'Echol Dafka B'Mokam there. You should eat where the nairos are. It's not that kiddush depends on the nairos. But the Sa'udah really should. You light where the Sa'udah is. So if it's not a big sar, he should eat with an erosar. Vayipi Megodesh Metzadi, look at Pimagodim, he's inclined to say the Yosetoiv, it's even better. She kash advice to make Kiddush indoors. The Yochamat, and eat in the house a little bit. Va'achach Yigma Sudosa Bechos, and then finish the meal outside. Vayimisim, Reisamach Gimel Siv Tess, Masha Kasa Shom, and Zeh, look back and Reisamach Gimel, what we wrote concerning this.